President John Dramani Mahama says every Ghanaian has a role to play in the growth and development of the country, considering the fact that the foundation has already been laid by past leaders. He has, however, challenged citizens not to sit on the fence and criticize what is wrong with the system, but provide solutions to making Ghana a haven for comfort. President Mahama said this when he delivered his inaugural speech after being sworn in as the fourth president of the Fourth Republic at the Black Star Square in Accra. President Mahama reiterated his commitment to setting realistic goals that can be met to lead the country on the right path to development. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
John Dramani Mahama ascended the position of president on July 24 last year after the untimely death of President John Atta Mills, in line with a constitutional provision, a smooth transition that has been lauded globally and a test of the country's democratic institutions. Having retained the seat for the NDC in the December general elections, President John Dramani Mahama officially takes the mantle to lead the country for the next 4 years. Dressed in a white three-piece apparel known locally as Agbada, John Mahama takes the presidential oath and the oath of allegiance administered by the Chief Justice Georgina Theodora Wood.
I, John Dramani Mahama,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
And allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will uphold the sovereignty.
That I will uphold the sovereignty.
And integrity of Ghana.
And integrity of Ghana.
And that I will preserve.
And that I will preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And protect the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Subsequently, Pakwesi Misa-Asa also took the oath of the Vice President. Addressing a large gathering of well-wishers and patriotic Ghanaians, President Mahama paints a bright future for this country, citing the courage, sacrifice, and perseverance exhibited by the forebears who have watered the grounds for a transformational takeoff.
Indeed, we as a country have inherited a powerful legacy. The names of our forefathers and mothers are firmly etched in the world's memory. We respectfully extol their virtues and hold them in high esteem. We hold them in such high esteem that we often overlook the reality that these heroes, these men and women, were just as human as you and I. We all, each and every one of us, has a role to play in the growth and development of our beloved mother Ghana. In our hands rests the success or failure of Ghana's future.
He reaffirms his commitment to creating jobs, expanding infrastructure, and finding solutions to water, energy, and sanitation problems which seem unending.
To find lasting solutions for the complications we've experienced with power, water, and sanitation, we must continue to invest in our agricultural sector and grow our economy so that it lifts the bulk of our most crippling financial burdens, especially among the poorest of our population. A country's most valuable resource is its human resource. These issues and concerns are all works in progress. They are realistic goals that have been set and that are within our capabilities to be met and in a timely fashion. The promises that I have made are promises that I intend to keep.
President Mahama promises to be a leader for all, irrespective of ethnic, political, or social inclinations. He also promises to work closely with the private sector in building a stable and robust economy.
I will work to ensure that Ghana is a place where all our citizens, regardless of their religious faith, their ethnicity, or their political affiliation, will have the opportunities available to them to reach their full potential. Ghana should and will be a place where economic opportunities are available to everyone. I recognize the vital role that our private sector, especially small and indigenous business, play in the expansion of our workforce as well as in the growth and stability of our economy. I want to assure the Ghanaian business community that I will be your ally.
Beninois President and Chairman of the African Union, Thomas Yayi Boni, lauded Ghana for her display of maturity in a peaceful elections and being the pride of Africa. As a good friend, Yayi Boni had some kind words for John Mahama.
I'm hereby renewing my warm congratulations to President John Dramani Mahama for the confidence that the people of Ghana have just placed in him by electing him as the President of the Republic of Ghana. May God Almighty grant you the wisdom of Kingdom Solomon and make you the third, always content by well-being of his chief.
President Mahama's inaugural speech would not have been complete without special commendation to the presidential transition team headed by Vice President Pakwesi Bekwe Misa-Asa for its display of high morale and putting in place a beautiful ceremony.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.